sort of Ireland in the end, it's a draw that almost feels like a win, isn't it?
It does feel like a win. We're down 10 points at half time and being completely out hurled. Dublin, they worked a sharp puck out, we didn't shove up on them, they worked it through the lines very well and went in, was it 2-16 to 12 points up at half time. Now Galway hung in, I suppose, mainly through the hurling of Joseph Cooney all through, like for the 70 minutes. He was, to me, he for the whole game, he played very well. But now, to be fair, in the second half, the lads came on, Brian Concannon came on at half time, Jack Grealish had a big effect in the game. Linnan came on in up front, Collins and Jason Flynn, they all played well. Linnan brought energy to around the half-back and midfielder, and all of a sudden we started to come bit by bit by bit, and before we got the goal we kind of threatened, and Dahi Burke eventually wound up at the end of a ball breaking down and stuck in the back net. Next we're back in the game and we hung in. Now it could have gone either way in the end, but I thought a draw was a fair result. I will feel Dublin, like me, I don't know how them, they had a look, they knew what goal we were going to do or what we didn't do, but like they will feel, I think it's one that they let slip away.
The first half was hugely frustrating from a Galway viewpoint because it wasn't the Galway team we knew what they could produce. I mean, Dublin played it on their terms. They set up with Conor Burke sitting deep as we expected. They picked passes. There was too much space in front of the Galway full back line. Probably a few players in the Galway team didn't get up to the game either. But and really, it was the frustration in that first half of being 2-16 to 12 points down at half time, allied to the fact that the two goals were Galway mistakes.
They were very, very soft. And like the thing is, when we saw John Bellew being picked in, you know, getting on corner forward and before Crummy's corner forward, you knew that they were going to play the sweeper. Now, Micheál had liked to do that. I mean, it worked to perfection. They worked the sharp puck out. We didn't move up. And they worked the ball through the lines and shot from outside. In the first half, Sean, they could hardly put a ball wide. And then when they hit two very kind of fluky goals that wouldn't come another day. And the next thing, instead of, say, being 16-12 up or maybe 5 or 6 half time, they went in 10 up at half time. It looked curtains for Galway, to be fair. Now, there was a breeze in it, but not that strong. But we had to start again. Dublin got the first score. That put them 11 up. But then, to be fair, they fought.
They actually went 12 up on 42 minutes, which was a big hole.
Yeah, but to be fair to Galway, we had energy in our game the second half. We hooked and we blocked. But in the first half, Sean, we just seemed to be lethargic, off the pace. Dublin dictated the pace, and they seemed to be way faster. And there's no doubt about when they ran at our defence. Like, no, it was hard on the full back line because they were coming through in streams. Like, you know, the forwards midfield weren't able to stop any.
The full back line was unprotected, wasn't it?
Yeah, they weren't protected at all. The lads were, there was no one kind of tracking back. It's hard to do. They were coming from deep, but they're good at it. They could nearly have played the hurling game without the hurl, if you know what I mean. Like, they were just working through the lines and they were scoring. And the next thing, their tails are up. The crowd is getting bigger with the Dublin crowd coming in for the football. And all of a sudden, it was all behind Dublin. And Galway, like, you know, had a Midland crowd there. Not great now, to be fair about. There wasn't that many from Galway in it. But in the second half, to be fair to them, they rung the changes and the changes worked out. Like, and it was good to see them work out. Like, you know, because first half, now a terrible first half for Galway. Second half, very, very good, you'd have to say that. Like, and now they'll be well fixed for a Leinster final because, like, to come out of that game, they'll be springing their step. They'll rectify what they weren't doing in the first half. That's the big thing. And I think they have to decide what way they're going, and not against the opposition puck out and our own puck out. They have to work on the strategies.
And I suppose that's the thing, and how scathing supporters and ourselves were of that first half performance, you have to give credit to Galway for turning around in the second half because they showed character. The show resolved, as you said, they pushed up on Dublin, and from that 42nd minute on, particularly allied to Dahi Burke's goal, which most unlikely score, but there was an energy and a drive about Galway. We missed a penalty, or a penalty was saved as well in that second half, so we really did turn the screw. In the end, we went one up. Dublin through Donal Burke equalised, probably a fair result, I suppose, given that it was a game of two halves in a way.
Yeah, like, it reminded me, not the same extent, but against, like, Kilkenny in the first round of this round robin. Like, it wasn't until we went 6 points down against Kilkenny that we actually shoved up on their puck out and didn't got the grips of it. Like, the same today, like, 10 down at half time is a big lead, no matter what little breeze is there. And then, as you said, some say second half we're 12 down, but the energy, and we started hooking and blocking, getting a few breaks, like, and the changes worked as well. They mightn't work every day, but they definitely worked. Like, when you came back into a game like that, they definitely worked. And you have to give a great compliment to the team. I suppose they showed their character, really, that they didn't. They had every reason, like, to say, to kind of half throw in the towel and just one of these days, but they didn't. They stuck ahead and eventually they came right. Like, and while we were delighted to get a draw, it could have gone either way in the end, but I think in the end, like, both teams will take a draw, but I will feel that Dublin will feel it's one to let slip away.
Well, they're still involved in the championship, obviously. I mean, incredible week of hurling. Westmeath went from the high of beating Wexford to now being relegated. Wexford overturned Kilkenny for the second year in a row after a week that must have been cruel after losing to Westmeath. But it now means the upshot of it all is it's Galway and Kilkenny in the Leinster final.
Yeah, it's Galway and Kilkenny Leinster final. Wexford are still in the Leinster championship next year. Antrim are still in, and Westmeath are gone down to the Joe McDonagh again. Like, so it's tough. Like, a week is a long time in politics, and it's just long in hurling. But just shows you like how hurling can change. Like it's a fantastic game, flowing up and down the pitch. You'd have to say the pitches are brilliant, like, yeah. You know, and looking out there today with the county team, it's lovely playing this time of the year. I was just thinking of the club teams when they come back, it'll be winter time, yeah. And the pitches will be a lot softer, but to see the ball hopping and bouncing and flying around the place, and like it was a thrill in Crow Park, the same down the country like Wexford. You see, the one thing about Wexford, Sean, what about their hurling time, letting them down, their spirit and heart, and never let them down. And it's a bit like Wexford and Kilkenny is a bit like Clare and Limerick. When it comes to the knockout thing, the form goes out the window. And like we've seen the first half of Limerick and Cork, the same thing in anyone's game, like, you know, and that's Waterford are putting up a great performance as it stands against Tipper. It can go either way now. There's a nice breeze down there as well, but it just shows you, like, in hurling, whoever gets the breaks on the day, but definitely you need to bring your energy and you need to be sharp and go. We weren't in the first half, complete transformation in the second half.
Finally, I mean, Henry and his management being the sprinter to work on for the 2 weeks, isn't there? Our percentage of winning of our own puck outs, the ball into our forwards, so many different things to work on, but probably is a place that, you know, it's not the worst place to be either, heading into a Leinster final.
Ah, no, look, I'm not saying they'll be happy, but still they'll be relieved to think that they're in a Leinster final, and like that they got out of jail today. And there will be a lot of things to work out, like the high ball puck out, like we get it hard to win our own, but like that's always the way. But definitely the oppositions, we should be moving up, I think, and making them fight for every ball. They'll work on it, and as it goes on, like, you know, they'll probably get better and better, because to be fair to the opposition in Leinster, we had no real game on the other than Kilkenny, and today was another good game, you know what I mean? These are with only two games, and this is the last one in this kind of round robin. We'll have another tough one now against Kilkenny, our friends, in the Leinster final. But it's great to be there for a start. I'd say it's where Henry wanted to be, and he'll want to win as well. Like, he won't want to happen what happened last year.
So in the end, it finished 2-22 for Dublin, 1-25 for Galway. A draw in round 5 of the Leinster Championship. It'll be Galway and Kilkenny Leinster final in two weeks. We're looking forward to that, sir.
Looking forward, and hope we're alive for it, Sean.